ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
जो भाई बहन ने पहली बार बाबा से मिलने आए हैं, हाथ उठाएंगे।
Those who have come first time to meet Bap Dada, please raise the hands.
ठीक है।
ओके।
हम आज बाबा के इस मिलन का
टुडे
संपूर्ण सुख पाने के लिए
वी ऑल हैव कम हियर टू एक्सपीरियंस द कंप्लीट हैप्पीनेस टू मीट बाप दादा। वी हैव टू प्रिपेयर आवरसेल्फ्स। टुडे इज द शिवरात्रि, शिव जयंती। इट्स अ बिग फेस्टिवल।
सबसे पहले मैं
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू से ऑल ऑफ यू,
क्योंकि ये बाबा का बर्थडे है।
टुडे इज बाबास बर्थडे।
तो सबसे पहले
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
छोटी सी बात हम करते हैं।
वी विल लाइक टू डू वन मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग।
बर्थडे है,
टुडे इज बाबास बर्थडे।
पहुंचकर
वी विल गो टू बाबा इन वेरी सटल वे फ्रॉम अवर ट्रू हार्ट।
उसके बर्थडे की
वी विल गिव ऑल्सो ग्रीटिंग्स टू बाबा। लेट्स गो टू सटल रीजन। Both Bap Dada, from our true heart, let us give the greetings on birthday, divine birthday. We like to give greetings to our Baba on this special time of Shivratri. In return, Bap Dada is giving also back to us greetings on our birthday. Let us listen to the voice, the sound, the feelings of Bap Dada to ourselves. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
आज बहुत ही खुशी
का दिन है। This is the introduction of Brother Surya.
और आज विशेष खुशी के साथ साथ हम एक बात का ध्यान अभी से ही बाप दादा के विदाई तक रखेंगे। एक हाथ की ही ताली बजाएंगे।
Today only we will
ताली बजाएंगे,
clap with one hand, not two hands, only one hand.
एक हाथ की ताली यानी ऐसी। आज हम सभी के बीच बाबा के विशेष रत्न आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी उपस्थित।
रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर सूर्य इज हियर।
हम सभी
टू गिव अस द क्लास
की ताली से
लेट अस वेलकम ब्रदर सूर्य।
स्वागत करते हैं।
वी वेलकम ब्रदर सूर्य।
स्वागत करते हैं। आज बाप दादा के मिलन का दिन है।
टुडे वी विल बी सेलिब्रेटिंग द मीटिंग विद बाप दादा।
करनी है।
We will experience the peace within ourselves. Brother Surya will tell us the method how to experience Bap Dada's meeting. Brother Surya is in this knowledge since 42 years. At present he looks after Baba's kitchen department. Brahma Bhojan service he takes care of Shantivan, Panda Bhavan and Shantivan.
Mastery prapt hai vishesh abhi gyan sarovar mein aap apni sevaye dete hain.
Surya bhai also gives his services to gyan sarovar.
Cultural wing
at the moment, cultural wing and education wing and spark and Raj Yoga. Also he is in charge of many many wings.
कुछ पंक्ति। दीप से चलना नहीं, दीप से मुस्कुराना सीखो। दीप से चलना नहीं, दीप से मुस्कुराना सीखो। सूरज से डूबना नहीं, सूर्य से उत्थान सीखो। सूर्य से उत्थान सीखो।
So she gave a very beautiful proverb about the speciality of Brother Surya. That he will tell us now the method how to meet Bap Dada. But before that, let us have traffic control. I am shining star seated on the center of the forehead. And
ऊपर से बाबा की किरणें प्राप्त करें, सर्व शक्तिवान की शक्तियों की किरणें,
द रेस ऑफ ऑल माइटी अथॉरिटी, द रेस ऑफ गॉड इज ऑन मी. 3 minutes, let us stay in this awareness. I'm a shining star.
आज है सब मोहताज, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले, स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज. काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश, आज है सब मोहताज, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले, स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज.
The elevated fortune to meet God, that we have received that fortune to meet God. Therefore, let us be happy to see our own fortune, that we are so fortunate that we have this fortune to meet God. I am the most fortunate soul in this world that God Himself is coming to meet me. So let us fill our mind with the happy thoughts, with the blissful thoughts that I am the most fortunate soul in this world, that God Himself is coming to meet me. These beautiful happy thoughts will bring lot of concentration in your mind. This is the godly gift from God, that God has given to us this godly gift, the chance, the opportunity to the soul to experience supersensuous joy. We have to fill our apron with lot of happiness so that in future we can erase the sorrow of other souls. If we are now full of happiness, then we can also give happiness to others. If we are full of happiness now, then 84 births we will be happy. The more you are staying in super sensuous joy now, the whole cycle, the kalpa, you will be in super sensuous joy. So today, the beautiful moments are coming closer to meet God Himself. For centuries we have been looking for such moments in our life. It is possible that not many people might be knowing the significance, the value, the importance to meet God. So therefore, we will get more experience today that each moment of this confluence age, Sangam Yuga, is the moment to experience the protection of God, to experience the love of God, to experience the company of God. Such moments we will be experiencing together being with God. It is such a valuable moment in our lives. So let us prepare our consciousness. So first of all, I will like you to experience meaning of life. This my Brahmin life. It is very meaningful. It is very important. Every moment of our Brahmin life is filled with lot of significance. Let us pay attention to this aspect today. We are not ordinary souls. Whenever Baba sat here in this hall, he reminded us again and again, children, you are not ordinary. You are the selected souls, great souls in this world. Your each moment is great. These are the versions of God. You must be remembering these versions of God of this season. He said, every moment is great. Let us see the value of our Brahmin life. Sakar Baba used to say this. He used to say, children, you don't know the value of your life yet. You don't understand your self-respect. But the time will come, then you will come to know your importance, your value. The whole world will remind you your value of your Brahmin life. Then you will stay constant in the super sensuous joy. Let us think about this aspect of super sensuous joy. Those who have come first time to meet Bap Dada, so think deeply today. Today we are going to meet God Himself. Our birth has become successful, that while sitting at home we have met God. Such great thing. The whole world does not know yet. People will come to know this. They will come to know that you are the selected souls in the world, those who experience the bliss and those who are living a life of bliss and contentment. Then the people in the world will be also happy seeing your contented and happy life. I want to remind you one thing. I want to remind myself too. So please pay attention. So whatever Baba has reminded us, and every time Baba is reminding us, and last time also Baba said in the Murli, when he says, he said last Murli that Father is listening to the call of devotees, that the devotees are in sorrow. And he said, how come you cannot listen to the call of devotee? Remember that Murli? So, our great task is calling out all of us now. Our devotees are reminding all of us that, hey deity, hey deity souls, where are you busy now? Where are you confused? Where you are? Where you are stuck? The devotee souls are calling all of you, saying, we need all of you. Remember the time which is going to come. And the time will come when we have to use our subtle vibrations, our purity and yoga of power, we have to use our subtle divine vibration and pure vibration to erase the sorrow, remove the sorrow of souls. Baba reminded us in the last Murli. Baba said, your title is remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. We have to do such great tasks to erase, remove the sorrow of others, give them happiness. We must understand the significance of our Brahman life. We must understand our subtle powers. We must understand our value, that we are not ordinary, we are great souls. With these two things, we must bring benefit to the world. These are versions of Baba. Be sovereign of self-sovereignty, and second, master powerful soul. These two awarenesses, first is you are the soul who is a sovereign, and the other is master powerful soul. Let us experience very beautiful feelings. Let us see our form. I am the soul who is the brightest. I am filled with light. I am seated in the center of the forehead, very shining soul, bright soul, bright light is being spread all around me. Continue to see your form of light. I am a king, sovereign. I am the master of this body. I am master of sense organs. I am master of mind, intellect, sanskar. Realize this. I am seated on the seat of the center of the forehead. I, the soul, I am a Raja, a sovereign, a king, a master. From me, all the rays of powers are being spread. Om Shanti. I like to remind all of you, 1 year ago, the same day of Shivratri, while seated here Baba, last year Bap Dada, he took one gift from all of us and he gave also a gift to all of us, last Shivratri. Our birthday and also Baba's birthday. Baba asked a gift from all of us. Do you remember that gift? Anger. And in return, he asked for the gift. Do you remember that? All powers. He took gift of anger from all of us. In return, he gave all the powers to all of us. Today, he might be asking the result of last Shivratri in subtle way. I like to tell you one more beautiful thing, that this time is blessed time. It is said in this world, time is great. Time is powerful. One who does the task accurately at the right time, that person becomes successful. Baba is telling us to do such a great task, please pay attention. And he gives the blessings being successful of this time. This is the time of Vardhan blessing, blessed time. If we lose this opportunity, we will not get success. Let me tell you a story. There is that monkey, female and male monkey, and they were sitting on the tree, and they heard the sound, get out from the tree, and he heard the sound, oh, you will become prince, princess. And the monkey, male monkey said, oh, I'm not a mad. Then the female monkey already jumped from the tree and she became princess. And then the male monkey, he wanted also to jump, but while jumping he broke his leg. And he complained to God, how come you made me like this? I broke my leg and you made the female monkey as a princess. And God said from up above, well, the female monkey took the opportunity of the right time, right moment. But you did not take the opportunity of the right time, therefore you lost. So therefore this story tells us, now Sangam, your confluence age is the blessed time. Therefore don't lose any opportunity of this time. He's telling us great task to do. Therefore, he also gives the blessing of this time. So let us utilize this opportunity of this time. Let us take full benefit of this time. So God will ask us today that whatever subtle form you have, any kind of anger in subtle form, so say farewell to that anger. When he gives drishti to all of us at that time, even very subtle way, if you have any type of anger inside at that time while taking drishti, give up that. Finish. Because he gave us the most important powers, all powers for our life. Baba has given all of us all the powers. Now accept these all powers at this minute from God. Experience now, all eight powers are with me. I am Master Powerful Soul. Let us experience the gift of Baba. Look at Baba. Take your mind in subtle region. Look at Bhaktada. His hands, he's giving you now the gifts of all the powers. Accept this. I feel now I have all spiritual powers. I am accomplished with all powers. These beautiful thoughts I am being filled with. All these powers are my decoration. These powers belong to me. I have full right over these powers. I am Master Powerful Soul. My life, has been decorated with the powers of God. I am not weak. I am master of all the powers.
बाबा ऊपर से
बाबा
शक्तियों की किरणें डाल रहे हैं
फ्रॉम अप अबव इज शावरिंग मी विद ऑल हिज पावर्स ओम शांति
हम पिछले तीन टर्न से
फ्रॉम
बाबा को प्यार के सागर के रूप में देखते आ रहे हैं
वी हैव बीन एक्सपीरियंसिंग बाबा एज ए ओशन ऑफ लव इन द पास्ट थ्री टर्न्स
सबने महसूस किया
दोज हु हैव हर्ड बाबा'स मुरलीज इन द थ्री टर्न्स और वेर एवर यू हैव been listening Bab Dada's Murli, you must have experienced Baba, his ocean of love. He gives us the experience of love. And today especially Shiv Jayanti, divine birthday, once again we will experience Baba as the ocean of love. But to experience his love, we have to fill first our mind with the thoughts of love. Baba always says that I love all of you children, but let us look at our love for Baba, increase the love for Baba. Our mind has to be filled with loving thoughts for Baba. Let the mind be filled with the vibrations of His love. How you can experience this love? When you remember that what He has given to you. Remember what He has given to you. The attainments. Then the love for God will start to shine in your heart. Because we were wandering in our life in the past and Baba has given us the true knowledge, the light of true knowledge. He has given us so much. He showed us the path. He gave us so much favor. He gave us destination of our life. So many souls in the world are suffering in sorrow and Baba has opened the doors for us to experience happiness. He took away all our sorrows. Baba has finished the tension of so many souls. You remember? Two turns before, Baba's words, he said today, Bab Dada is giving to all of you a gift. That I am always with you children. He made us free from worry by giving us His company. Just think about it. He gave us the new life. He taught us how to live our life. He gave us all the powers and He made us pure. And He made us to experience happiness through these powers. How much we should love Baba? How much we should even think about Baba? So when Baba became avyakt, so Baba used to say certain things. Whenever I see Baba as ocean of love, I remember all those versions when He became avyakt. He said, children, you say that you love Baba, but with whom you love, then you, the sign of that you love Baba means you must stay with Baba. Baba is staying in such a region and you are staying in this physical world. So come children, stay with me in subtle region. This is the proof of true love. And second, with whom you love, so the soul always copies, imitates. So you must copy, you must follow Baba. Why do you find difficult to follow Baba? If you really have a true love for Baba, then you must follow Baba's direction. You must sacrifice yourself to Baba's direction. This is the indication that you love Baba. Let us now be lost in the love of Baba, the one who gave us the new life. Let us forget everything of this world, be lost in the memory of His love, the one who gives us loving drishti. With His loving drishti, He has made me free from all sorrows. Let us be lost in His love. Let us be stabilized in His love. Just I see Him, no one else in my mind. For centuries, many, many ages, we have been searching the most beautiful, the great light in this world. We were looking for such light. Only Baba. I see the rays of bliss spreading all around. His divine light is giving the light to the Brahmlok. Om Shanti. This kind of love for Baba, enables me to come closer to Him, and it gives the experience of all relationships. Last time when Baba came, last time also when Baba came, He started to give us so much love. He gave us very beautiful point which touched our heart. I want to tell you about that. That line Baba spoke, children say, "My Baba come," and Baba came. You remember that? So much love in these words. Let us experience that love, feel that love, that how much He loves us. Our love compared to Him is not much. So much love Baba gives to us. Like in the Lokik world, Lokik mother gives so much love to her children. And when the child say, "Ma, mother," and the mother runs to look for the child. In the same way, Baba loves us so much that whenever we remember Him with true heart, He becomes present in front of us. When we remember Him with true heart, He runs to us. In very subtle way He comes to us every day. Therefore, for many years, Baba gave us so beautiful fortune that whenever you need, call Baba. And Baba spoke beautiful words, God's children, call God. How it is possible? God does not come if God's children call Him. If you are children of God, you call God, He will be present. Mera Baba, increase this belonging feeling towards Baba. This is the beautiful form of a yogi life. Let us think about this aspect. God, He is mine. Think about it. We were thirsty to see God. We were doing tapasya to have vision of God. We were waiting to see God. Now God Himself has become mine. And when He came, He reminded us, children, that I belong to you. Think about these thoughts. The one who is Almighty Authority, He belongs to me. The one who is Creator of Fortune, He is mine. The one who rectifies everything, He belongs to me. He is mine. So when you think these thoughts, what will happen to you? First, you will feel very close to Baba. Second, you will feel belonging feelings with Baba. God is mine. Second, if we remember this, that the Creator of fortune is mine, so my fortune will start to shine. He is the one who rectifies everything which has been spoiled. Whatever has gone wrong in my life, He is the one who rectifies. So therefore, increase these feelings of belonging to Baba. When Baba comes today, then you come into these feelings that the one who belongs to me has come in front of me. So, totally belonging feelings. So every day in your life, make your life yog-yukt. Make this effort. Whatever I have mentioned, all these points, these are the indication for yogi life. 2 days ago, Bab Dada was telling us also in the morning Murli, the children, those who do not keep good points of knowledge in the intellect cannot remain yog-yukt. The one who keeps beautiful thoughts in the mind, the more yoga will become easier. So keep the beautiful thoughts of knowledge in your mind. Then you will experience good yoga. So every day, early in the morning, when you get up, keep your thoughts in the mind, the thoughts of happiness, intoxication. For example, I am the great fortunate soul and the Creator of fortune belongs to me. Today Baba said, I am ocean of knowledge. I will also make you the master ocean of knowledge. I am ocean of love. I will make you also master ocean of love. These are the words of authority that Baba spoke to all of us. So therefore, these kind of thoughts you should give to your mind. Every morning when you get up, with open mind, remind yourself. Then you will experience beautiful experiences of yoga. Mind will become open. Then no more laziness will be there. And there will be beautiful thoughts. The beautiful thoughts will start to flow in your mind. When you get up in the morning, you think these thoughts. I am the great soul. I am fortunate soul in this world. So let us do the practical preparation for Bap Dada's meeting. Today Bap Dada will come. He will come in front of all of us. We will invoke Bap Dada from this moment, from our true heart. Baba, today is your divine birthday, Baba. Baba, you are coming from up above, come down to celebrate birthday with us. Let us experience this scene through our mind. Take your mind to Paramdham,
Mahajyoti,
great light, the almighty authority. He is present in front of our divine intellect. Let us give with great love invitation to Baba. Baba, the one who gives new life. Baba, on this beautiful time of Shiva Jayanti, Baba, come down to this world on this special day of Shiva Jayanti. Leave Paramdham, Baba, come down. Baba, accept my invitation of love. And now Baba accepted my invitation of love. He started to come down. Bap Dada is coming down. Look in your intellect, divine intellect. See this scene in your intellect. Bap Dada, Baba has come in subtle region. So look at the subtle region. All around is white light. That white light is compared to thousands of moonlight. Shiva Baba entered in the body of Brahma. In the center of the forehead, Brahma Baba, the sun of knowledge, is shining. And both of them have started to descend, coming down from up above. They are spreading their light and might. They are coming down, Bap Dada. So Bap Dada came in front of me. Look at Bap Dada in front of your divine intellect. He is present now. He is giving me drishti. And Bap Dada put his hand, thousands of hands on my head as a protection. I am under the protection of God. Thousands of his arms are protecting me now. Let us give greetings of his birthday to Baba once again.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Baba hamare beech mein.
Bap Dada
will
be with us for 3.5 hours. So let us keep our aim very clear. For a long time, Bap Dada will be with us. We will be sitting in the vibrations of God. Such happy feelings, happy moments of our life, that we will be seated with God in this hall. Baba's divine vibrations will be spread out. Not only here, wherever Baba's children all over the world are listening to him, they will also experience the vibrations. But you can experience these vibrations if you have a full concentration. Therefore, bring this thought in your mind that I must fill myself for 3.5 hours with the vibrations of God's happiness. Such feelings of happiness will remove the sorrow of many, many births. If you are remembering anything of the past, if you have any worry, if you have any unhappy thoughts, if any sorrowful thought is still in your mind, so today is the chance to finish that and experience these pure vibrations of God. We will invoke Bap Dada, there will be song, and there will be a song. The song is Let Us Fly Towards Baba. So when the song will be played, you also fly with those words of song and bring this scene in your mind. Baba, I am Baba, I am coming to you to invite you. When you are sitting in yoga, at that time you experience Baba is coming down as great light from Paramdham and showering me with His spiritual light and might. With great love, we will invite Baba. We will say, Baba, we loving children of you that we have come here, we like to welcome you, Baba, on your birthday, but from true heart, with true heart, because these vibrations of true heart will reach to Baba. Then Bap Dada will come, descend in Dadi Gulzar's body, and there will be white light, and Bap Dada gives 10 minutes drishti. This drishti is very significant. Those who are seated in front, those who are seated at the back, or those who are seated at the corner, this drishti reaches everywhere, vibrations reaches everywhere. This drishti has a magic. I remember in the meditation hall I used to see Bap Dada used to come in Pandav Bhavan, but at that time we did not have this kind of class. But I used to tell my companions, when Bap Dada comes, what kind of thoughts you should create in your mind. So today, once again, I want to remind you that Baba's drishti is such a powerful drishti which will remove our obstacles. This drishti gives solutions to all our problems. So anything, whatever is in your mind, in your heart, today is the day you offer to Baba. While He is giving you drishti, at that time offer your thoughts, whatever is disturbing you, to Baba. So do not think you are very far away from Baba, but Baba's drishti is reaching to all of you, wherever you are. From this minute, Baba knows where you are sitting. Baba knows which jewel of mine, where He is sitting. And Baba knows what you have done for Baba. Baba knows what you have done for your own life. Baba knows how long, how much you are following His direction. Baba knows all that. You are the one who attracts Baba's vibrations. There are two things which attracts Baba's vibration. First is purity. Why? Why purity? Baba's drishti is the pure drishti. And if my mind does not wander anywhere, so I can attract Baba's drishti. If my mind is remembering someone else, I cannot attract Baba's drishti. The one who has truth, one who has the power of purity, that soul attracts Baba's drishti. The one who made his own mind very pure, the one who has finished all the poisons inside, one who has filled the self with the nectar, are the ones who attract Baba's drishti. So today is the day to take the happiness from Baba's drishti, take the blessings from Baba, think Baba's hand of blessings on my head, Baba is giving me blessings. So after that, drishti, we will listen Baba's murli. And murli is blessing. Remember, whatever Baba is telling me to do, so with full surrender consciousness, with true heart, make determined thought to follow Baba's direction. Even from this moment, have determined thought, Baba, whatever you will tell me to do, I will do, I must do. From this minute, start to experience Baba's power. Take interest, the taste, enjoy the sweetness of Baba's murli. I can tell you from my experience that I have experienced the most happiness from Baba's murli in my life. Thousands of times I have heard Baba's murli in front of Bhaktada, 3 and 4 hours. I have experienced a lot of happiness. I do two experiences. One, when Bhaktada gives me murli, I feel Bhaktada, God Himself is giving me this murli. I am only alone in front of Baba. I don't need to think about anything, anyone else. I am only thinking Baba, God is talking to me. Let me be lost in this love. And second, while listening to Baba, continue to be stabilized and bring this scene in your mind that Baba's rays are on me. Continue to feel Baba's rays of love are on me. Then you will experience Baba's murli as a blessing. You will be so satisfied with these feelings. So after murli, dadis will come on the stage. Baba will hoist the flag today and we will celebrate Baba's birthday and our own birthday. So let us hoist the flag of Baba's love in our heart. Let us give Baba's love to each and everyone's heart in this world. The flag of love, the flag of belonging feelings, let us hoist these kind of flags in the hearts of people. So let us experience the full bliss and happiness. So let's have determined thought that today is the day will become the memorial for my life. From copper age, people will remember us because these feelings of meeting with God will be the memorial forever in our life. So let us filled with godly happiness. Let us welcome that great light. Let us welcome that one who gave us the new life. So let us now welcome our life giver, Bap Dada. And from this moment until Bap Dada comes, so with full concentration, I must remain with Bap Dada. So after this, you have a few moments to get refreshed, but don't be extrovert. Just remain silent, introvert. So let us now again think that I am under the rays of Almighty Authority. This song is very beautiful. It says, let us go to the Supreme Light. Let us loot all the powers and virtues. Let us go far away from this world. Let us celebrate the meeting. Let us go away from this world. We have to experience that great light, that bindu point of light. We have to experience that. One who is doing our service. And Baba says, children, you also do this service to others. This is such a unique power that you have to give to the world. He is waiting in the subtle region, Bap Dada, for you children. Come, come, let us go away from these five elements up above, where our Shiv Baba lives, resides. Chalo, let's go.